to just say hi and
can I call you Indigo LaRue? And I don't really smoke, but you make me want to.
Beautiful, delightful, celestial, ultraviolet, aquamarine, all things in between listeners. Good night. Hello. How are you? This is DJ Hapahani, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And welcome back to the third continuous, ephemeral, everlasting, infinite, oh-so-subtle skinny hour. And oh my gosh, I'm so excited to be here. I'm so happy to be back. And sitting in the chair in the studio and just speaking into the void or speaking to millions, and I'm not sure which is which. But it's really good to be back. Happy 2020, happy February, happy Aquarius season. We have entered a lovely, mystical, abstract time that I will be talking about a little bit more later, and kind of what that means to me and some sort of affirmations and manifestations that we can all think about collectively together and that we can have and hold on to and cherish for this beautiful cycle of the zodiac. But that was just some Duckworth, Indica LaRue, feat. Milo Smith from the new Duckworth release of Nowhere. Very exciting. And I was completely side slashed. That's not it. I don't know what the right word is, but I was completely taken aback that I actually had to be on air tonight. So I don't really truly have a set, perfect planned out set list for tonight, but it is a lot of songs that I think I have found very inspiring and very fun to listen to these past few days, weeks, minutes, moments, hours, seconds, delights. Thank you so much for being here with me tonight And, you know, let's just go hard. It's my first night back on air, and I'm gonna put y'all onto the sweet, sweet sound of some Ash Nico.
I never knew ya. Got a cold heart, icicle sticking through ya. Let's do karaoke, I'm begging them to choke me. Lay him on my futon and blow like I got no teeth. Don't play, I can school ya. Pokemon do ya. German head mistress like Das ist gut, ya. Izakaya smoky, act like you don't know me. 10 steps behind me, creeping on the low key. Lolita's line the block to my cheer squad. Puppy dog eyes give me teardrops. Wrapped up in himself like a Slipknot. A checking his reflection in my lip gloss. Fuck me in Shibuya. Fuck me in Shibuya. Fuck me in Shibuya, wish I never done it to ya. Meet me at the corner store 30 minutes sooner. Is it something in the water? Is it solar? Is it lunar? He licking on my neck, the rats watching from the sewer. I can't wait, I can't wait. Not just anybody's date. Tuck your napkin down your shirt. It sauces me like a steak. The girls call me kawaii. They pinching on my face. We'll synchronize our steps. You can follow in our way. Lolita's line the block with the eyes low. Tie you to the bed with the blindfold. Got you in the trance, making time slow. Making time slow. Fuck me in Shibuya. Fuck me in Shibuya. Fuck me in Shibuya. Dimple cheeks and lock you in my basement. I'm kidding with a twitch in my eye. Call me baby all you want, I'm a bitch in disguise. At the highest vantage point as the sun goes down, I'll push you off the balcony when no one's around. Crimson dusk in the streets, kissing the cheeks of these honeys. Receding to the west as the night turns funny. Passerby stare me down and I think I've gone mad. Police pull up, say baby girl you've been bad. Act like you don't know me. Act like you don't know me. Fuck me in Shibuya.
Looking back. to the dance floor.
Don't stop what you're doing to me.
Like the boys, like the boys, comme des garçons.
confident. I'm so confident. I'm so confident.
I'm so confident.
I'm so confident. I'm so confident.
I'm so confident.
And that was some delightful Rina Sawayama that I was just blasting in the studio because Comme des Garçons is currently one of my favorite songs ever, just because, I don't know, it just brings out something in me. It just kind of instills that, yeah, you can play with the big dogs. You can walk the walk and you can talk the talk, because at the end of the day, what do you need? And you need confidence. And that's not saying that like skill is not necessary. Like skill is definitely necessary in life. However, you kind of need a catalyst. You need a jump start of energy. You need to be shocked into motion, and confidence and believing in yourself is such a wonderful start to that. But I did want to get into some more chit-chatty, talky-walky, hello-bello speakies because, yeah, I did touch on that we are now in Aquarius season. We are now in an air sign, not a water sign. Aquarius is not a water sign. I mix this up all the time, and I'm very silly for it. But I do have some air in my chart. I am a Libra rising, so there's that. I do exude lots of air. I think I have lots of air in me. But I do think that Aquarius season kind of threw me for a loop due to the fact, at the end of the day, I think I am very much an earth sign. I identify with that a lot. I am kind of set in a certain way of living life because it's a system that I have determined that works for me. And just some examples of kind of having to let go of that a little bit and allow myself to exist more in an ether, exist more abstractly, less than concretely. Some things that I've been a part of, some organizations, some jobs, some relationships that I think I've kind of thought as very tethering, grounding parts of my life, a part of my identity, have not been options to me anymore, and they've kind of moved out of my touch. And at first, it just kind of felt like I was being pulled away from everything I knew to be true and everything I knew to be reality. But I'm now realizing kind of moving away from habit is making me think more about, well, why is it that I'm a part of these things? Why do I do things? Thinking more about the abstract, more of the form rather than the thing itself. And like, why is it that I want to do these things? Kind of rethinking my passions, because I don't want to be doing things just because of force of habit. I'd like to be a part of something, and I'd like to be around people, and I'd like to be creating things with more intention, and not just because that's what I always do. And so kind of allowing myself to drift off into a more abstract mindset, I think, could be really healthy to shake me up and turn me on my ways. And I think that's a really good intention to set for myself for this coming month. And if you can kind of relate to the sentiment of getting stuck in habitual cycles of maybe shake things up a bit, maybe drop something, maybe add something, maybe just add the slightest bit of spice to your daily life so life is more of a mystery. Because if you can predict every day, what's the point in living it? You already know what's going to happen. But that's just what I wanted to say on that note. And let's get back to some music. I'll probably be back to chat fairly soon, just because I love to talk to you guys so much. And I love the sound of my own voice in these headphones in the studio. Okay, you really need to stop talking now. And yeah.
My teenage zazz pants. Oh, it's candid, you caught me. I always make it happen. Gave him a Hollywood smile and he liked my accent. You fiendin' little boy, I know you need some. Plus size pudgy boys, Tweedledee dumb. Get the snackin' and battle accent. Out of breath and you heart attackin'. Circle whackin', who gets to take Rome? None of y'all motherfuckers pack up and go home. Pantin' like puppies, you love the taste. I'll be around for a while, cool the haste. Hot stuff, wants me to call him boss. Well, I'm a habanero pepper, you can lick my sauce. Ooh, you can lick my sauce. Good enough. So I'm a cool kittens, put your claws in the sky. Stub out your joints like it's 425. And give me something I can thrust to. Give me something I can thrust to. Boys, put your drawers in the sky. Fly them like a flag on the 4th of July. Give me something I can thrust to. Do I done does this thing? Yeah, I must do. Ooh, I'm a saucy salad, and I'd like you to toss me. Us three can doodle bop in some soft sheets. Fucking obscure, you can blink and miss it. I think I'll pay him a visit. My life coach is in prison, and I have a staring problem. My gazes linger. Bug-eyed glasses, thick as chubby baby fingers. Lips locking like I'm glued to your mouth. Give your girlfriend head on my studio couch. Wow, it's a scandal. How can the world handle a foul-mouthed girl with a plan to dismantle your ideas of what ladies should do? I don't owe you shit, I'll bid you adieu. You a salty little pretzel, I ain't aiming to please. Post-lunch snacking, dip you in nacho cheese. Hey. So I'm a cool kittens, put your claws in the sky. Stub out your joints like it's 425. And give me something I can thrust to. Give me something I can thrust to. Boys, put your drawers in the sky. Fly them like a flag on the 4th of July. Give me something I can thrust to. Give me something I can thrust to. Do I done does this thing? Yeah, I must do. Do I done does this thing? Yeah, I must do. Machete for a tongue, it's a jungle I cut through.
Hello, I'm back. I just realized that the phone has been ringing, but I am having some cognitive issues right now, and I can't get to the phone. I know I'm not allowed to do that. I'm very aware of that, and I'm very sorry. But I was a little too distracted headbanging to Ash Nico, and I could have concussed myself. I'm unsure. So please take pity on me. I will answer the phone next week. I'm so sorry. I do this literally every semester. I have to like relearn how to answer the phones. And since I'm going to be a training coordinator, I actually need to do it. Okay. We are getting to that time in the hour where I need to read you a PSA about safety. And today's PSA is on ladder safety. There's something very dangerous in your home. Could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it sends more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let yourself do a project. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. That's really good. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. I hope that that was very insightful to you, and that you really enjoyed listening to that little little PSA. But I did want to share a few more little thoughts on kind of what I was talking about earlier about allowing yourself to move more into abstract thoughts away from sort of the concrete phenomena that we view the world. I know it's impossible to be in contact with noumena, But if we could start thinking about it a little bit more, thinking more transcendent thoughts to kind of get away from the physical appearance of things and think more about their energetic essence. And also getting more into dream spaces. I've been thinking a lot more about my dreams. I think the past few weeks, my dreams have been very intense, but also very indicative of sort of where I am and maybe where I'm falling short of having more transcendent abilities. And I think maybe it's something that we should all be listening to as well. I don't think that dream reading and dream interpretation is like kind of the key to transcendence, but I think it's a really good way to sort of tap into that mindset. But I've been reading a lot of Nietzsche this semester, because you know what's up. You know me, I love some German philosophy, and I'm sorry, I'm sniffling right now. But when he's kind of talking about art from the perspective of Apollo versus Dionysus, and how art more as an impression and more of kind of a graft of what we see in our surrounding world, but then also the importance of the dreamscape. And there's just one tiny little quote that has just stuck with me so much recently of, every human being is fully an artist when creating the worlds of dream. And I think that's lovely, of kind of when we slip out of our controlled thought patterns and we move more into that mushy, gushy, liquidy, gray, pink, purple, blue matter that we don't always see in our own minds, but when our brain is sort of shuffling itself, it can create something really beautiful of things that already exist in your consciousness, but the subconscious does really have a way of mixing things up and changing our perspective. And I think that that's a really valuable thing to have. And I would really encourage you all, you don't have to write down your dreams, because if it doesn't really stick in your head, honestly, maybe it's not important. I know people are like, well, if you don't write down your dreams in the first 10 minutes, it just goes away. It could have been really important. But there are a lot of dreams that you wake up and you completely remember it. And there's probably a reason for that. So thinking more about kind of the art that your dreamscape makes could be very exciting. I know I'm doing a lot of artist repeats tonight. I'm not doing enough that would be considered a sponsorship. Ha, FCC, what's up? But here is some of Miss Sophie Tucker, probably one of my favorite DJs for the past few years. But let's get into it, my dears.
Purple hat, cheetah print, dancing on the people, rolled up at the after joint, dancing on the people, people dancing on the people, I got people on the people, people dancing on the people, with the people on the people, smoking CO2, see me, see you dancing on the people, climb up on the booth, hanging from the people, on the people, my head hits the roof, dancing on the ceiling, on the people, I got people on the people, dancing on the people, I got purple hat, cheetah print, dancing on the people, rolled up at the after joint, dancing on the people, people dancing on the people, I got people on the people, people dancing on the people, with the people on the people, smoking CO2, see me, see you dance on the people, climb up on the booth, hanging from the people, on the people, my head hits the roof, dancing on the ceiling, on the people, I got people on the dancing on the people, I got people, 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 dancing on the people, I got
everybody in the booth, can tell myself apart from you.
People, people,
dancing, people, people,
people,
dancing.
and dancing on the people. People dancing on the people. I got people on the people. People dancing on the people with the people on the.
Very much. Yeah. He just wanna eat me like some candy, but I'm not his buttercup. My twins big like Tia. My twins big like Tia Tamara. Why Tia Tamara? Why Tia Tamara? Why Tia Tamara? Hair grow long like Tia. Money go long like Nia. I am the big idea. My twins big like Tia. My twins big like Tia Tamara.
Yeah. Yeah, you remind me of butterfly dolls. Waist tight with a body like gold. Hit you with the Dougie Fresh pose. Rick James, super freak, what you know about those, yeah. Why you came with it then? Don't look, don't touch, don't play with it then, yeah. You don't gotta think like that. How your man saw things, he ain't got it like that, yeah. You can ride the wave if you wanna. Spend a couple days, you can stay if you wanna. Don't spend a night with it, this a first class flight. Don't fight with a nigga, yeah.
She a freak, she a dancer. She gon' pop it on camera. Throw it back if you nasty. Bounce it like it's elastic.
Go ahead, break it down real low. Go ahead, break it down real low. Go ahead, break it down real low.
Stop playing with it, red light, green light, go. You remind me of suicide dolls. Pretty face with a body like, whoa. Hit it with the lava lamp on. Catch a cab, pack a bag with your overnight clothes, yeah. You can look good for a living. Come chill for a while. What's good for a minute, yeah. I'm just trying to get a taste before I get it. Like this, like that, and like this, like that, yeah. Pretty coke, bottle frame hoes. Patty cake, anything goes. Red light, green light, go. Stop playing with it, gon' break it down real low,
She a freak, she a dancer. She gon' pop it on camera. Throw it back if you nasty. Bounce it like it's elastic.
Go ahead, break it down real low. Go ahead, break it down real low. Go ahead, break it down real low.
Stop playing with it, red light, green light, go.
She a freak, she a dancer. She gon' pop it on camera. Throw it back if you nasty. Bounce it like it's elastic.
Go ahead, break it down real low. Go ahead, break it down real low. Go ahead, break it down real low. Go ahead, break it down real low.
She a freak, she a dancer. She gon' pop it on camera. Throw it back if you nasty. Bounce it like it's elastic.
Go ahead, break it down real low. Go ahead, break it down real low. Go ahead, break it down real low.
Stop playing with it, red light, green light.
I'm sorry if you had any dogs in your house while I did that, but it's all good. I'm just back just to chit-chat a little bit more about, again, what we've been talking about of letting go of our material reality and are allowing ourselves to drift off into a dreamscape, because I'm an artist, I'm a visual artist, I'm also a dancer, and I've been a little bit too caught up in making products, and I've been thinking too much about a finished piece, thinking about an entire choreographed dance, been thinking too much about what goes where and why it goes there and this and that, and getting so caught up in this final image that I'm not sort of developing myself more conceptually, more spiritually, or even just building my skills a little bit more to have that needed experience to sort of manifest my own inspiration. And sort of taking a step back, and actually I have been drawing and writing more than ever, but it's less about putting products out there, less about putting finished work out there, and more thinking about the process and the enjoyment of making something and what it means. What are those feelings that kind of come forth within me? And so instead of having this tangible material thing, I have, you know, more of a lifelong, well thought out experience. And I'm more excited about the work that I'm going to be doing in this sort of coming time of reflecting a little bit more, thinking things out, being less impulsive with my creation and becoming more thoughtful, because I feel like when I communicate interpersonally, I tend to be more thought out, I tend to be more articulate, but then sometimes my work gets very lost because it's like I'm racing to the finish line to make something. And it doesn't have to be like that. So let's all do one big breath in together and out together. just so we can be releasing our expectations that aren't constructive and thinking about where we should be rather than where we are and what are we doing right now that's going to lead to something absolutely amazing. And I'm excited for that for all of you. And I love you all so dearly. And I love that you're on this little cosmic journey with me as we just move through the illusion of time and space and we're covered by a mystic veil of phenomena. And I love it. I love it. I love all of you. Wow.
Don't you touch a motherfucking button up here, bitch. Nothing in this cockpit, hoe. You gon' fuck around and crash this ship, so don't you touch a motherfucking thing up here, bitch.
Hey, Mayday, nigga, this is a nip over the nigga, nigga. I'm about to crash land, nigga. I don't know where the fuck I'm at. Somebody send me the coordinates or something, nigga. Where the fuck am I going, nigga?
8.7, 34.5, longitude and latitude with a 4.0 and no less than a 3.5. Inside of the classroom, a carcinogen, and give a bitch every inch of dick. If it's past due, I give a yelp, a bad review, and stomp a nigga out in a pair of all whites. They say I'm tapping shoes. Oh shit, Kumadi, them niggas on your dick. Oh well, that's bad news. Took a nap, now I'm back to stay on a nigga. Now it's like S-curls, lineups, and head tattoos. Everything around me, nigga, you know the cash rules. Get edged up in a fitted cap like Papoose. Every bar meal, my nigga, I'm spinning rap food. Try to play rhythm, don't hesitate to clap you. Shit, bitch, we gotta switch to a different curriculum. It's ridiculous how my dick get you swing like a pendulum. All he does is talk about his dick with a waste of penmanship. My same pen from my penmanship is the pen I take attendance with. The same pen from attendance is the same pen I fuck these bitches with. The same pen I fuck bitches with. I used to write down these digits quick. Digits hitting add up to what would have been before difference. So I hit Africa with the same bitch from licks I attended with. 87, 83, 2 South, 34, 50, 85 East. 87, 83, 2 South, 34, 50, 85 East. 87, 83, 2 South, 34, 50. Hey, hold up, man. Nah, fuck that shit, nigga. Africa, 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 that shit so magical. What happened, what happened, happened to us? Shit was so tragic, done they sacked us, then shackled, then packed us, then promised us promised land. Then beat us, reteach us, mistreat us, did you find where we stand? I'm grown now, mama, I'm grown now. Teach me these truths, I type out how they really not trying to protect me, but wanna take my life. How they tried to betray me is ugly, but imitate my plight. By how Jesus ain't real and my cries only unearth my fight. Teach me about the Asiatic black man and how he is me. Teach me about how nigga derives from niggas and it means king. Teach me about Haile Selassie and Emperor Menelik. I wanna be God if that's what it means for me to be a G.
I'm here. Into the status quo, I'm here. Into the bullshit, I'm dead. Skull emoji, nigga, I'm dead. Alone, but I never am alone. Run with the bulls, mob deep when I'm wrong. I keep a cool head like a breeze on a stone. If it hit me with the beef, I will flip like a phone. So keep the bullshit, let me focus on the risk. Work while I cook, master chef with a twist. Cause ain't no other recipe, it's right like this. No, I don't ride diamonds, but I shine slow quick. Even in the darkness, I bring light to you. I shine for you, and I ain't never left, so I'm right for you. Just fly out of here, that's what pilots do. And cash money shit, big time is too. Skip to my suit, meet me and my bassoon. You don't like the way I wash, you can shine my shoes. I'm just getting it off my head. Full emoji, nigga, I'm dead.
They just wanna be under the
lights.
I don't really need that if my life's going on. What if I just die with you tonight?
Bullshit, I'm dead. Skull emoji, nigga, I'm dead. Whatever, and I ain't tryna flex with you. I've been working all night on a grape shit pipe, I'm dead. Been alone all my life, I ain't worried about that type. Good God,
I'm tryna get these checks for you.
Tryna make the money flip, two people's on the hip. Oh shit,
you know I wish the best for you.
But if you ain't tryna move, I find my proof like who let that funky ass nigga up in the front door? You kept that hoe, I kept me out of the store. I kicked in the door, put that face on the floor like ooh. Now y'all are nervous as virgins, it's got to explore. You tap out and fight, I tap in for some more of that head. Full emoji, nigga, I'm dead.
They just wanna be under the lights.
That's the bullshit.
I don't really need that if my life's gone on. What if I just die with you tonight?
That's the bullshit. I'm dead. Skull emoji, nigga, I'm dead.
whatever, 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 girl, I'm dead. Whatever, 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 but I'm dead. Whatever, ever, whatever, ever, girl, I'm dead. Whatever, 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 girl, I'm dead. Whatever, 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 but I'm dead. Whatever, ever, whatever, ever, girl, I'm dead. Whatever, whatever, whatever.
Gosh, I was just nearly so cruel and negligent when you've been nothing but so patient and good to me, and I've just taken your love and I've cast it aside. And I'm very sorry about that. But this is my last little check-in. This was a very chatty episode. I was very excited about that. I really like talking to you guys. And if any of you have me on social media, if you don't have me on social media, please do not try to contact me. But if you have me on social media already, then this is cool. But do let me know if there are things that you kind of want to talk about, or if you have questions, or if you want to come on the show and be on Skinny Hour and be tragically waifishly thin with me. That would be freaking awesome. But thank you so much for tuning in tonight to the Skinny Hour. This is DJ Hoppa Honey, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free for Radio. And this is wonderful, beautiful. Let's continue to have more transcendent thoughts and explore our dream realm so we can journey into the ether and journey into the ethereal. And let's have some God talks. I think let's do a God episode soon. I think that would be a really good one. Okay, good night. I love you all. Goodbye.